I heard this story the other day. I think it's a very, I tried to verify it. It appears to be a true story, Rabbi Yisai. It appears to be true. So the story goes of, in Eretz Yisrael, some years ago, there was a, you know, there's always that conflict between the Fum community, which is the minority against the mainstream, which is unfortunately not so Fum and not so Torah oriented. And there was a very great discussion and a discussion with regards to allowing abortions. Laleinu. And the consensus was to allow it. I don't know if it was elections, so I don't exactly know how. Yeah. And they were about to proceed and to allow abortions until I don't know what stage, but in principle to allow abortions in Israel, which of course is nothing short of murder. And they were that, and the Fum Yidden, they tried to they were in the process of they davened and made Yom Tefillah and then Yom Tzaokah and everything not to allow such. Unsuccessfully, went through one layer. I don't exactly know the process in Eretz Yisrael, but it did go from one layer to the next, and it was now in the hands of the. They didn't daven to make Yom Tefillah, nothing, until it was in the hand. Yidden came in masses to daven, and to nothing seemed to help, and this law seemed to be confirmed. There was Reb Aryeh Levin. He had a. He said at one point, Rabbi Levin is also known to be Rabbi Ashvi's father-in-law, but I think that in the earlier days he was primarily known to be the Rav of the prisoners, and he was very close to all the Yidden Nebuchu in the years before the Hakamat HaMedina. Yeah. Before the state was and a lot of people ended up in the you know when the British had governed Palestine, so a lot of the Yidden ended up in prisons, etc. It was the law of the prison. It was known to be the law of the prisoners. So Rabbi Levin was a very great tzaddik indeed. So he at one point he said he wants to have an appointment with the justice minister. The justice minister. The justice minister was Shmuel Tamir. Do you remember Shmuel Tamir was a justice minister? He was very close to, he was the one who had to sign off the law. So he, with a bit of protection, managed to, because he was quite a famous man, he said he was going to make an appointment with and meet the justice minister, who he was in his hands to sign off the... So yes, he met him, and the years seem to correlate. It seems to make a lot of sense. According to my little research that I did, he met him, and the justice minister says, Rabbi, how can I? What can I do for you? And he said, listen, you know, I want to tell you, there was a story a number of years ago, when I was a young Rav, I was approached by a young couple. And the young couple told me that they just got married and they have one little baby and the wife is expecting a second child and just simply can't afford it. They're just realizing the expense of you know, being mechanech a child and the expense of another. They can't afford the second child and they want to discuss, it's just too expensive. They can't afford it. They are struggling and they can't. And this young couple asked me, you know, can we abort the second, Rabbi Levin replied as young Rav, he said, definitely not. You know, you don't know. First of all, you should know that it's murder. And second of all, you should just realize, perhaps he's going to grow into a very important person. Maybe he's going to do that all big difference in Klal Yisrael. You don't know at that stage what is, you know, you don't know who is in that, which neshama is in there. You, perhaps a very great person is grown. And he said those things which influenced sufficiently the parents sufficiently that they convinced him not to abort. So this is Rabbi Levin speaking to the minister, and the minister says, well, and what happened? He said, well, the justice minister says, what grew into that person? What did he fulfill his mission? Did something grow into that person? And Rabbi Levin says, well, you're the person to answer that question. Did you grow into your mission? He says, what? He says, well, that young couple who had approached me some years ago was none other than your parents. And you were that. And you were that. Yeah. And then he said, can I check with my mother? And he says, please call her now. And he did, as he was in sitting in the office, he called his mother, and just to confirm that, story, and yes, so it was. Come here. So, and that was then, of course, that resulted in him not allowing this law to be complained, and he vetoed it, and the rest is history. However, what is the point that I would like to focus on? That I heard it from a friend of mine, Eli Siegel. He told me that story with the following knatch, and I think it's a tremendous addition to the story. He told me that when they asked Rabbi Levine afterwards, well, if you knew that, if you had that, what's called a card, is it a Joker card? Is it that? If you had that, you know, that card that can win all the others, you had that Joker card in your hands, why did you let all this Yidden Tavern and the Yom Tefillah, the Yom Tzedakah, you know, you could have gone straight to the Jaddus minister 2 months ago before this whole, blew out of proportion. Just, you had the convincing argument, you had that conversation with him, which you could have done that 2 months ago. Why did you just wait now until it's like in his hands and it's the last minute? 5 to 12, as they say. You know, why now? And he replied and he said as follows. He said, there is a concept, we find to cut it short, we find by Eliyahu HaNavi, you know, there's that episode in Har HaCarmel where he davened, and with all the Eden came, it's Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim, and then afterwards the rain came. Do you know that episode in Sefer Shmuel, in Sefer Malachim Aleph? So it's interesting that after all the Eden, they say Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim, and all the thousands of Eden davened. The rain doesn't come straight away. These after said, has to go to the top of the mountain, and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu, 7 times. So the question arises, well, if the Yidden have davened to the same Hashem Elohim, why is it that afterwards, Helionov needs to daven still? It's not necessary to daven. They've all done tshuva. They've all accepted and recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu as the king. So why do they still need to daven Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu? The answer is, without tefillah, it's not going to happen. Without tefillah, even if it made so much sense, but he needs a tefillah. He needs a tefillah. Everything needs a bit of a tefillah. Even if you're worthy of it, you're not going to get it unless there's tefillah. So Rabbi Levine replied and explained, and he said, you see, if I would have just gone to the minister, it wouldn't have helped. He needs tefillah. Without the tefillah, nothing is good. Even if you're worthy, even if the Kanal is already been deserving, but without tefillah, it doesn't come through. That's what he said. Therefore, if I would have gone to the justice minister before the Yidden would have davened, he wouldn't have worked out. So this, of course, gives us a thought. It's so ill-related, because the month that we have to focus on our tefillahs, I think it's such an important message to refocus and rethink about. The justice minister, Shmuel Tamir, and his conversation with Rabbi Levine. What an important story. Rabbi Yisrael, we are in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, we are page 128, in Seled Simon Tovkuf Tzali Seled Rulit Ki Asherif. We're up to the safe base. We have started the discussion about the amount of the length, the shear, the length of the tkiyas. I'm now going to the second opinion, which is by the word umihu, which is a little bit contradicting what we said before, but it's this opinion. I said it's 3 lines from the bottom in page 128. This opinion now says, if you make the tkiyas, if you make the tkiyas longer, he says, doesn't matter. Now this opinion holds. If you make the tkiya very long, it doesn't matter. You can make a long tkiya, you're right with that. Also with regards to a teruah, this opinion says you can make a tkiya. If you want a minute long tkiya, go for it. If you want an extended teruah sound, go for it. Feel free. What about if you don't do the shvorim, toot, 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 but you do 4 of them, toot, 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 toot. Does that work? Yes or no? Can shvorim be more than 3? Or not? So he says, this opinion holds, yeah, by all means, do more shvarim. You do shvarim like this. Toot, 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 toot. Sounds like very long shvarim. This opinion holds that you may do so. I'm going to mention straight away without you. Lady Mishnebu says, you cannot do more than 3 shvarim. It's got to be toot, 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 and that's it. Because if you do more than that, what will happen? What's going to be if you do more than that? Are you happy at all? So you can't do more than three shvarim sounds. They have to be toot, 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 and that's it. V'yeish oim shi yevova shloisha turmitin. That's the length of shloisha turmitin. V'shiya turosh k'shloisha yevova is shem tisha turmitin. I'm going to explain that in a minute. V'shiya tkiya gam ken tisha turmitin ketua. So this opinion says is that some hold, and you can actually extend it. You can have the starting point is, this opinion holds now, that you got the tour is, and it has to be the same length, nine short tumitin, nine short sounds. How is that? Two, 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 two. That's nine. That's the length of the tour. The same amount of time, which we said is how long, about how many seconds? That same amount of time, which is just over a second perhaps, that should be the same amount of time with a tkiah, and the shvorim should also be the same length. If you did them a little bit longer, it doesn't matter. This is a mistake of it. It doesn't mean yud-based tumitin, it means 9 plus 9. So that's obviously 18 tumitin. That's the length of the sounds. Somebody made them longer. If you did them longer, you're not yoytze. Pardon? So this opinion holds that you've got to make sure that there's a shear of nine tumitin. Nine tumitin means nine tumit is a ta. So it's got to be nine tumitin. That is the length of time. Take this amount of time. That is the amount of time that tua should be. And that the same amount of time, obviously not doing nine sounds, but one sound, is going to be the sound of a tkiyo. Same amount of time. So altogether, it's going to be 18 tumitin. Yeah, so you add, that's right. So you add, you're right. So it's going to be 9 plus 9 plus 9. You're right.
What about this
Shvar and Tura? Yeah, so there, so that's going to be mentioned. That's going to be mentioned, Siv Dalet. So bear with us. Now I want to just also point out of you what the Mishnah Berurah says, that Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskens over here on the top line, that you don't do more than three Shvarim. I'm going to just emphasize. And you cannot do more than shloisha shvarim. You cannot do more than shloisha shvarim. So in halacha, you must ensure that the shvarim are three sounds and three sounds only. So never mind that length of time. Length of time is nine tumitin. But forget that. Just the amount of shvarim sounds should be three sounds and not more. Toot, toot, toot. It's fun to do slightly different shvarim, no? I think there's a few minhagim how to do. There's a few minhagim how to do shvarim. I think that's There's a few. How do the shvarim? How do the? I think chassim also. What kind of shvarim? There's a two u and two u and how does it? Two like this. Right. Okay. So there is a but yeah. So a kaponim says there's three should be three sounds. Okay. Nine. Right. Okay. Now. Siv Dalet. Okay. Now, Siv Dalet is going to the discussion, which is the discussion of the discussion about Neshima Achas. Okay. Can you... The question is, do you take... Can you do it in one... Is it one breath or two breath? How many times do you... Can you breathe in the middle of a shvarim, let's say? Can you breathe in the middle of a tour? Does that matter or not? What about shvarim tour? Are you allowed to interrupt in the middle to take another or not? So that is the discussion in Siv Dalet, which is going to lead into, let's see. Shloisha Siv Dalet, Shloisha Shvorim, Tzoichla, Soisom Beneshima Achas. The three Shvorim may not be interrupted by taking another Neshima. It has to be in one go. Toot, toot, toot. You cannot do toot, toot, toot. You can't. You have to do all Neshima Achas. Aval Shloisha Shvorim, but when it comes to Shloisha Shvorim, the Tua, when it comes to the Shvorim Tua, the Tashrat, when you do the Tashrat, you should show Yesh Oimrim, some say, She'ein Tzorech La'Yisroel Yisroel Meneshim Achas. Some say, you don't need to do the Meneshim Achas. And you could interrupt. So you do tkia, shvarim, trua, tkia. As long, yes, you're allowed to take it. You're allowed to take a short. But it can't be the amount of, you're allowed to breathe in, but it has to be a very quick one. He cannot be he can't be a long interruption. So you're allowed to physically take oxygen, but you cannot have a break. Others disagree and say you've got to do them in one go. So you do the Shvarim tour in one go. So what do? We are stuck. Some say you do, some say you don't. So how do you do it? So the maskana, what we do, we are yoitz in both opinions. When it comes to the first set of tkiyos, when everybody's the first tkiyos before Shemayna Esa, Yasa ben Shimachas, you do them in one go. But during Chazaros Hashatz, Yasa ben Shimachas, you do them in Shtei Nishimois. The minig is, last is a cold b'shtei nishimos, v'nishanos d'remosos, the minig generally is to do them in two, even categorically, all the tkiyos to do them in two nishimos. The Mishnah disagrees with the Ramah in Sifkot and Chof, and he says, "Aminig aposha, the mekomis shenagim la'asos b'nishima achas, kam ken l'shanu minhagam." He says, no, if there is, depends on the minig, but l'shanu minhagam, v'afil if minhaginim also b'nishima achas yotza. Mishnah says that it depends on the minhag, and you shouldn't categorically just do everything. You have to check what the minhag is in that particular place. Rabbi said, interesting to note, there is a way, so I think that the minhag generally is like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Ramah, that we distinguish between the first kiss and the kiss the moment and the kiss the Mushev. Have you noticed that the Baal Koyer makes a distinction between the Shimachas and Shtei Nishimos? How does it distinguish? The Baal Makke. How does it distinguish? So he says Tkiya, and then afterwards he says, if he says Shvarim Tua, then you know that to be done in a Shima Achas. That's the code. You do in a Shima Achas. However, if it's done B'Shtei Nishimos, how is he going to say it? Shvarim Tua. He's going to make it short. This is only a split second, but it's a noticeable hefsek. He will make a short interruption to indicate that the Baal Tekeah should take a bit of oxygen and interrupt it and make a he's going to make a Shvarim Tua. That means. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Cotton, Tes Zain, Beneshima Achas. According to the opinion, holds the Beneshima Achas. Zeh Ois Mishnah Tua Kozu B'Torah Ve'en Le'afsok Kishnam. Ve'kos V'Rei Va'Poiskim De Zehu Leikuva Afilu B'Diavet. Seif Cotton Design. The Achonim Old. This is Leikuva. So according to the
but what we say after that is, then you can do
a
Nishima.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's not B'dievet, I don't know. You're asking if somebody is taking, is doing B'shtei Nishimos, is he me'akev B'dievet, according to your opinions, that I don't know. I don't know. I thought that yes, but maybe not. Yeah. I think that Rabbi said, what's the minik? What's the minik generally? I think the minik is actually not like the Ramah. What is the minik? The Shaddai Tzino, since if Kot Yudches points out the name of the Chai Adam, that it doesn't quote the Ramah at all. I think the minig is that we distinguish between the first tkiyos and the second tkiyos. We Well, distinguishing the tkiyas, the miyushim and the umid, we do them differently. So when it comes to the first tkiyas, we do them, as Shulchan Aruch says, the tkiyas, the miyushim, yaseh b'neshima achas, and the tkiyas, the umid, b'chazaz shatz, yaseh b'shtei neshimas. I think that is done in many places like that. I think so. B'shibur, the chayotam also seems to be holding like that. Yeah, now, finally for tonight, I'll just finish off with that, top of page 130. What happens if somebody does everything in one, he does tkia, tura, and tkia all in one long neshima? So he does tkia, tura, tkia, without taking any air in the middle. Works or no works? Yoitze, not yoitze. Tkia, tura, tkia. Without taking in any air.
If we did it
properly. Properly.
It's
Meshubach. Meshubach? Im toka tarat b'neshima achas. Shulchan Aruch says, if you do tkia, tura, tkia, yotza. He's good. Ah, story doesn't finish there. Yesh misha oime sama eva say, shalo yotza. You're not yotza. Zimach gara machloikas. I'll tell you, I think how the svara is that you're not yotze. Why? My instinct tells me I understand much better the opinion that you're not yotze. Because how many sounds is it? You've got a tkia, which is one sound. You've got a tura, which is another sound. You've got a tkia, which is a third sound. I don't know why. Why do you say it's meshubach? It's three different sounds. I understand better the opinion that holds tkia, tua, tkia. And if you do them all in one go, you're not yoitze. Mishnah sends, if got chov beis, second wide line, the ain kan loy roish veloy soif, you're not yoitze, there's no beginning, no end. The Vilna Gaon holds like you that b'dieved you're yoitze, even if you do it b'neshima achas. Okay. Okay, oh, we ran out of time. Okay, fine, that's it for this evening. We'll. There's more on this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay.